For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning to everyone out there. Boy, I hope you're getting through your summer and enjoying each day. I hope you wake up and you're saying, man, I know it might be hot outside, you know, with the climate, but each day can be an eventful day, full of event when it's dedicated to God. And it's a great challenge. It's a great challenge to say, God, what do you have on the agenda for me today? And that way, man, there's purpose in everyday living, isn't there? It makes, you know, you can go to the grocery store and God can start downloading a word of wisdom to you, a word of knowledge about the little clerk at the cash register or someone behind you, and you get stirred and all of a sudden you have something you want to tell them for the kingdom. Brings purpose into everyday living. So I hope you're doing well. I pray you're enjoying your summer days. But I want to continue. I've been talking about Martha and Mary. And again, always go to the website if you need to catch up. But I have marked this in my own notes. And for those who are going to the luncheon, you'll see this. I've called it Discipleship 101. Two different viewpoints, Martha and Mary. Of course, Mary sat at his feet, at Jesus' feet, didn't she? Martha was a worker bee. Number two, they both had to learn there was purpose in waiting on God. They wanted Lazarus raised from the dead. Their brother had died. He became very sick and died. Jesus wanted him raised. He even said, hey, this isn't unto death, but that the glory of God will be seen. And sure enough, he waits two more days after he hears word that Lazarus has died. And he comes, but he's trying to show them something. And this, my brethren, happens when we're being forced to wait. There's usually a bigger picture involved. And there was a bigger picture involved here. Jesus was trying to show these girls, listen, I love Lazarus. Are you kidding me? I want him raised as well, but I'm waiting so that all who are around, including you, Martha and Mary, can recognize that I'm not just going to raise him from the dead, but that I am, capital I, capital A, capital M, the resurrection and the life. It's me. I'm here. I'm on the earth. And here I am. Boy, he expanded them. Their eyes just got so open to, oh my gosh. And then number three, which I'm going to bring up this week, the heart of true worship. Same disciples, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. And now here they are at the home of Simon the leper. And they're going to have a meal. And we're at John 12, verses 1 and 2. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus, who had been dead, whom he had raised from the dead, there they made him a supper. That means Jesus. They made Jesus a supper, and Martha served. We're not surprised, are we? But this time she's not in a frenzy. She learned her lesson. But Lazarus was one of those who sat at the table with him. And being in Bethany at the house of Simon the leper, we hear out of Mark's version, Jesus sat at a table, and a woman came having an alabaster flask of very costly oil of spikenard, and she broke the flask and poured it on his head. Talking about true worship, I'm going to continue tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit annadonahueministries.com.